I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hi friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit!
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now. Everywhere you listen.
The Violet Hour presents. From the case files of Wendy Morrow, this is In Another Room. Episode 3, The Ballroom.
The ballroom. This is where the famed spiritualist held her seances in the early 1900s. Her last name was Rowe. The name spelled out on the Ouija board. I've brought the board with me. Perhaps it will tell me something more. There's a large round table in the center of the room. This must be where she held her sessions. I've placed the Ouija board on the table. Now perhaps, if I ask something, try to reach out. Incredible. The planchette is—it's starting to move. It's jumping up and down on the Ouija board. The air in the room is beginning to change. I can feel some presence materializing. I can feel the past creeping in. I think the room is trying to tell me something.
Did you hear that? Did you...
Steady on, William. There's nothing to be frightened of.
But you,
Spirit, to confirm your presence with us, please send us a sign once more.
Oh, it's incredible.
Quickly, William. The spirit we have summoned appears to be here for you.
But why me?
They're very intent on delivering a message. I'm sure of it. Tell me, is your mother...
My mother? My mother's fine, or at least she was when I left the house a few hours ago. You don't think that she,
No, William, not your mother. The presence is definitely one that is deceased. Has anyone close to your mother recently passed on, or...
Grandma Pearl.
Yes, that's it. Grandma Pearl. She's with us now. She wishes to speak with you.
Why would she want that? Grandma Pearl didn't like me much.
Come, Pearl, into my corporeal body. Use my voice to speak to your grandson.
I was scared of Grandma Pearl. She said I was a dirty thief.
Fine.
Actually, maybe we should stop.
Four.
I don't really want to talk to her anyway. I please, miss, can't you make it?
Two.
Miss, please.
One.
Miss Eleanor, are you okay?
Oh. William.
No.
William.
No.
You're a dirty thief, William.
Oh, make it stop, make it stop.
Come to Grammy, William.
No.
William. Okay.
No.
Enough. William, would you get a hold of yourself, please? There's really no need for such histrionics.
You saw the table. It was shaking so violently, and the candle, it just went out, just like that. Oh, please, miss, why was she so cross with me?
That's Madame Eleanor to you. And that wasn't your grandmother.
But she was here. She said my name.
No, she didn't. I did.
I don't understand. I heard her voice.
You mean this voice, William? I suppose I got a bit carried away. But you were just so gullible.
But she knew things about me. The way she used to call me a thief?
You said those things, William. I just took the information you gave me and went along with it.
But the table and the knocking?
Look. See this little mallet here, hinged to the underside of the table? When you swing it up... Impressive, is it not? And here, see the small pedal at your feet? If depressed firmly enough, it will engage a mechanic within the table's base to cause the surface to quake. Go ahead, give it a try. The trick is not to reveal the effort. Show no sign of any strain. Ingenious. No?
And the candle?
Look here. A false wick. All I have to do is tug on the string here. And the wick pulls through, extinguishing the flame.
Oh, light it again, please. It's so dark. Please, miss?
Madame Eleanor. You may be working with me now, but that does not make us equals. I'm the one paying you, after all.
Sorry, miss. Madame Eleanor.
Quite all right, William. Now, what do you think?
It's all a trick.
I prefer to think of it as an illusion. Something of a performance, if you will. But yes, essentially a series of well-timed tricks. And voila! We have conjured a spirit. Oh, come, don't look at me like that. Surely you've suspected all along what really occurs in rooms such as this, behind closed doors, cocooned in velvet drapery and washed in the glow of a single candle. It is theater. We are all engaged not in the art of speaking to the dead. We are actors, playwrights, experts in nothing more but the craft of dramaturgy.
Isn't that cruel? I mean, to fool people so?
Not at all. Think of it. The people who come to see me are in mourning. They do not come for a session of silence. They come to see me to be thrilled. I make them feel alive. Now, tell me, is there anything cruel in that?
No, I suppose not.
Good. Very good. Now, do you think you can handle it? All you have to do is play along. Pretend we've never met and that you've come to me for a reading as well. Then when the real customer arrives, they will assume you are a mere layman and will be further fooled by our performance by the very fact of your presence beside them. What do you say?
Well, that all sounds rather complicated.
William, really? You just have to sit there and shake the table and I'll pay you.
All right, then.
Splendid. Now, get to practicing on that pedal. Our first customer comes tonight.
Tonight?
Steady on, William. You'll be wonderful. Now, Give it a go. Almost there. Remember to keep as still as you can. That's the ticket. Keep at it while I fix these curtains. This is to be my first session in this house. A good old-fashioned place for a seance, is it not? Tell me, do you know about the history of this place?
Well, people tell stories, you know, rumors.
Such as?
Ghost stories and the like. Stuff you hear about in the schoolyard. Gossip.
Tell me what you've heard.
They say the man who built this place hanged himself inside. That he killed someone and buried them in the basement. They say that ever since, nobody has lived here for more than a couple of months. They say that anyone who spends too long here eventually goes mad. I mean, they say...
It's wonderful, isn't it?
How's that?
It's the perfect backdrop for the work that we do. A house with this much notoriety? Why, people would be willing to pay just to step inside, let alone get a chance to contact the dead within these hallowed halls. That's enough of that. William, try moving on to the knocker. Almost there, but you're giving it away with your face. Try grimacing less.
But I'm not grimacing, Madam Eleanor. That's just the way my face is.
You're quite right. Work on that. These simple effects will do the trick. But once I've established myself in this location, I intend to rig up the entire house. Imagine it. The chandelier above you swinging to and fro, and the curtains here rustling from an unseen presence. Oh, and over here, on this wall of portraits, can't you just see them falling from their hooks in tandem? A frightening climax to any session. And this piano. I aim to find some way of making it play by itself. Of course, this is all much in the future, but all the same. My sister would hate this place. Angela. She would hate every single thing about this house, except for this piano. I never learned how to play. These clumsy fingers. Angela, on the other hand, was a natural. We used to be in business together, if you can believe it. The great Madame Eleanor may be known high and low throughout this country, but I got my start alongside Angela as one half of the Rowe sisters, mediums extraordinaire. From the start, we didn't see eye to eye. For me, this has always been about putting on a show, but she truly believed. For her, all of this was real. That's why she would have hated this house. Too much character. She preferred her sessions to be grounded, truthful. Boring is more like it. So when I started trying to introduce little tricks, she fought against it. She threatened to expose me, to go to the papers and sully our fledgling name for the sake of honesty. I knew I could make a profit from this. But Angela kept standing in my way, so I had her committed to a psychiatric hospital. It was only meant to be temporary. But yes, I kicked her out. I made the business my own, erased all trace of the Rowe sisters, and reintroduced myself as Madame Eleanor. And business has been brisk and plentiful ever since.
She's still there? Your sister, I mean, in the hospital?
My sister is dead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Madame Eleanor. I didn't mean to...
Typhoid. She got it from one of the other patients. It was only meant to be a few months at most. And somehow 4 years went by and I never went to see her. But I often wonder, when my mind is at its weakest and most vulnerable, if she was alone there, dying. If she was alone. And I pray that she was not... I pray that she had companionship. I pray, at the very least, that someone was there to hold her hand when she went. There are no ghosts, only stories. Stories are what these people come to me for. Give them a little theater, some velvet and candlelight, and they'll embrace whatever story you present. It is the stories we tell which haunt us, and which, under the right circumstances, may bring us even the barest modicum of relief. It's a wonder there aren't more people doing what I do. It's a miracle this whole city isn't beating down my door. Everyone loves a ghost story, and more of us need them than we'd care to admit. But look at me rattling on. It's nearing the appointed time, and I should go check the front walk for signs of our guest. Here, the letter he sent me in application for today's session. Go ahead, read it, while I go keep a watch out for our mysterious stranger.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Most esteemed Madam Eleanor, I write in the hopes of securing your
attentions for an engagement in the art of which you are so highly recommended, namely communication with the spiritual realm. My wife was a fond admirer of the supernatural arts and cherished your reputation above all others. Since her passing, I have begun to see the world as she must have, permeable, trembling, and only half visible to the common eye. I wake with a start most nights, sure that she is standing there at the foot of my bed. I see her, a dark silhouette, arms outstretched to me, pulsing with such love and sorrow as my soul can scarcely endure. My wife, my love, she is still with me. My eyes are open now, madam, and I am finally ready to see her.
He's here.
Madam Eleanor, you frighten me.
No time for such nonsense. He's arrived. Quickly, take your place at the table. Remember, William, what we do here tonight, we do in the spirit of charity. There is no shame in helping another find peace with the unimaginable. And remember to relax your face. Come in. Do not be afraid. Please close the door behind you and sit. You are the last of our humble gathering to arrive, and the air tonight is rife with spirits. Wonderful. We gather here in utmost respect of the powers that be, aware of our blindness in the face of the great beyond. Now, Anthony, may I call you by your given name?
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, is there someone with whom you'd most like to make contact this evening?
My wife.
Ah, of course. Your wife. I could feel that from the moment you walked in. Now, let us begin. I will now attempt to make contact. Spirits, if you can hear me, please come forward. We await your presence. I offer myself as a bridge between this world and the next. I am sensing a female presence in the room with us. Yes, I can see her. A dark silhouette. Arms outstretched. Yes, yes, pulsing with such love and sorrow as my soul can scarcely endure. Why, Anthony, I do believe it is your wife.
My?
Yes, yes, your wife. I am sure of it. She is with us now. Quick, tell me, what is your wife's name?
Her name?
Yes, quickly.
Well, she... I always called her Ella.
Ella. Ella, if you are here, please give us a sign. I said, give us a sign.
Oh, right.
Oh, spirit, to facilitate a smooth means of communication with your loving husband, I ask that you respond to his questions by knocking on the table. One knock. For yes, two for no. Is that understood? Very good. Now, go ahead, Anthony. Speak to your wife.
Ella? Is it really you? Are you in pain, Ella? Are you cold?
The spiritual connection is strong tonight. Go on.
I have prepared for this moment, Ella. I've done all that you've asked of me. And now, tonight, on the one-year anniversary of your passing, I will finish what we set out to accomplish.
She's reaching out to you. She is ready to answer any questions you...
I have brought your things, your hair. I fasted these past 7 nights. I have written the words you taught me and buried them at the base of the ash tree under a full moon.
Yes, all very good. But perhaps...
I offered sacrifice, Ella, once each fortnight. Chickens, cats, a newborn lamb.
Steady on, William. Now, see here.
I know we are close. My nightly visions of you have been getting stronger. The veil is almost lifted, and tonight I will see you again. Sarsas.
Anthony.
Your strength. What's he saying?
Anthony.
I don't like this.
Anthony.
Madam Eleanor,
Anthony, I absolutely must insist that you stop this instant. Thank you. Now, I will not tell you again. You must abide by my rules while in my house. Your wife is with us, Anthony. She wants to speak to you. But in order to do so, you must stop this nonsense and only ask yes or no questions.
Very well, then. Ella, are you ready?
I didn't do that.
What was the... How did you...
I didn't do that.
That's enough for tonight. I think... perhaps... What was that? What happened?
The pictures.
What? Speak up. What was that?
The pictures, ma'am, on the wall. Look. They all just fell off at the same time.
Now look here, sir. I don't know what you think you're doing, but this is my home and my session.
The chandelier! It's swinging, ma'am! It's...
The curtain. What? What is going on here?
Madam! Madam, he has a knife!
With this offering, I invoke the spirit.
What in the world?
Oh my God!
Blood from the palm of my hand, joined with this lock of hair.
What is he doing? Please, ma'am.
That is enough. Stop it.
My body and yours, the living and the dead, together as one. With this commingling, I give thee new life. Oh!
What? How is
he not doing this? Ma'am, please, I'm not doing this.
Anthony.
Come. Now is your time.
Stop.
With your name, I call to you. Ella. With your given name, I invoke thee! Angela Rowe, I summon you!
Oh my God, what's happening? Angela, why did you say my sister's name? You... Oh, William, what's wrong? Are you all right? Wake up! What did you do to him? Who are you? Why are you here? William? William!
Hello, darling.
Ella. Is it you? Is it really you?
It's me, Anthony.
I'm here. What is happening?
Silence!
I can't move. Oh, God, I can't move. How did you...
Ella... Darling, if it really is you, tell me where we met.
At the hospital.
You were in Orton.
Yes, yes. And where did we marry?
In the chapel there.
On the altar.
In the spring, they placed flowers on the altar.
Good, yes. And how did you die?
Typhoid fever.
No!
It spread through the hospital like wildfire.
No! No.
I died alone.
Locked in that cold, horrid hospital room.
Yes, Angela, my sweet Ella. And who put you there?
She did.
No.
You put me there,
Eleanor. You locked me away and let me die.
No. No, this isn't real.
You killed me, my dear sweet sister.
No.
It's no use struggling, so the ritual is already underway and there is no saving you now.
Let me go!
Darling. Yes, dear?
It is time.
William, please.
William isn't here, sister. Only me.
Make it stop.
The book.
Here, darling.
Let us begin.
No.
Zarzas.
No.
Gentle, 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 gentle
Sargas, none enough to know. Incantation transubella.
Oh, my head. What happened? Where? Ma'am?
Shh. Steady, son. Give her a moment.
Give her a moment? Give a moment to what? Madam Eleanor?
Angela.
Yes, darling. It's me.
Oh, Angela, my love.
What is happening? Madam Eleanor?
Eleanor is no more. This is Angela Rowe, summoned from death and installed into this bodily host. The ritual...
That's enough, dear. You're scaring the poor boy. And you are good to be scared. My sister may have thought this was all a game, but as you can see...
Are you a ghost?
A ghost? No, my dear boy. No, not anymore.
And Eleanor?
Got what she deserved. And now, through the gift of her bodily vessel, I have been granted a new life.
But where is she?
Gone. And it's best that you forget about her now.
What should we do with him?
I hadn't thought of that.
We should dispose of him. Right? He's seen too much.
You're quite right. He has seen too much.
But
I've had just about enough death to last me another lifetime. No, we will not be killing him. Instead, William, I will offer you a choice.
A choice, ma'am?
Please, call me Ella. Now the options. You can go and speak nothing of what you witnessed here tonight. And trust me when I say that I will know if you do speak of it. And the punishment I will bring down on you will make what happened to Eleanor tonight seem like child's play in comparison.
Or
you could stay here and work for me. I can teach you how to access the other side, to lift the veil between this world and the next. This house may be particularly gaudy. But my sister was right about one thing. The air here is rife with spirits. And if you stay, I assure you, you will experience a life you never dreamed of.
If it's all the same to you, ma'am, or Ella, I think I'd like to go.
Very well. Quickly now, out of my sight. I have much work to do. Oh, and William.
Yes, ma'am?
I meant what I said. Shh. Not a word. Now run along.
For more than 10 years, the curious and the bereaved flocked here in droves to witness Angela's seances, the longest any one resident has ever owned this property. Angela Rowe seems to have been working with the powers here, coexisting alongside the psychic activity instead of fighting it. Perhaps this is how she managed to last so long. Very well, then. I won't fight it. So if the house is trying to tell me something, trying to show me, I'll work with it. And maybe, just maybe, I'll be able to find a way out of this nightmare. What am I meant to see in this room? The Ouija board spelled out Roe, but there's something else, wasn't there? A string of letters or... Yes, here it is. E-B-D-F-E. The piano. E-B-D-F-E, all musical notes on the piano. Could it be? My knowledge is rather rudimentary, but this key here is an E, I know, which would make this B, D, F, and another E. Incredible. I've heard that melody before here in this house. But what does it mean? There appears to be something scratched on the tips of these keys. Numbers? No doubt someone attempting to learn to play, numbering out the keys for help. What if I play the tune? The E key is labeled with a 1, followed by a 5, 7, 2, and 8. 1, 5, 7, 2, 8. I know that string of numbers from my first night in the house. Someone came up to me and...
Let me
rewind the tapes.
The numbers come through clearly. 15728. 15728. But there's something else, isn't there?
15728. The number station that Walter Vance, case number 32, wrote about in the letters he left behind. His case is confined to a small office on the first floor. I think the house is leading me to another room. I think the house wants me to go to the study.
From Violet Hour Media and E3W Productions, In Another Room. Created and written by Aaron Keeling, Austin Keeling, and Natalie Jones. Directed by Aaron and Austin Keeling. Sound designed and mixed by CJ Drummiller. Music by Nathan Matthew David and Jeremy Lamb. Produced by E3W Productions and executive produced by Cassie Josephov. Starring Carrie Weider as Wendy Morrow, Kathy Barnett as Eleanor and Angela Rowe, Zach Brown as William, and James Cowan as Anthony.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.